like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Carla Gray on the line, and she's CEO over at Educational Treasures. Carla, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I am so grateful to be a part of this podcast.
And so I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Educational Treasures and also about you just co-authored a book. Want to definitely talk about that. But before we do, let's get a little bit further into your background. So how'd you get started in your career and in business?
Oh, sure. The foundation for becoming an entrepreneur was laid for me at an early age. I can truly recall at age 6 being introduced to the concept of being an entrepreneur by my maternal grandmother. She would carry me with her to her tenants to pick up rent from her many rental properties during the summer, and I learned from her that building relationships and actually spending time with the tenants and learning about their needs and making sure that everything was satisfactory to their needs would keep that flow of income and revenue in place. So I did not know at the time that that's what she was doing, was introducing me to being a great entrepreneur, but that's exactly what happened. And as I grew up, my mother was a teacher and my father was also an educator, and I gleaned to all the things that they were doing and was inspired to become actually an educator, but also a coach. Now, my mother, because I wanted me to actually stay in the arena of a teacher, however, I was a great athlete and I wanted to become a coach, but I did follow her lead and she left it open and said, you can also be a coach later, but go on and get your education as an elementary ed teacher. She saw that gift in me and I did so. And with the combination of having been exposed to being an entrepreneur and the desire to be a coach and being a classroom teacher, it all came together one day when I was sitting in a professional development, my first year as a teacher. The State Department of Ed sent a trainer in, and they trained us on how to become a better teacher. As a result, I knew at that point I wanted to be a coach, but to coach other teachers, and that's how I started my new business about 13 years later after seeing that person train me.
Wow, that's amazing. And so I see a lot of people that want to be in the teaching and or coaching realm, and I meet them pretty often and they always look for advice. And I'm not per se a coach, so I don't know that that's my calling. I don't know if I have that skill set, but you do, obviously, and you've been doing it for many years. So what kind of advice would you give to those would-be coaches or those people that are just maybe starting even their coaching practice in business or otherwise to really getting started? Because there's some people out there that are maybe starting where, you know, where Carla started many years ago. What kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that I definitely had to learn early on as I ventured down that path, of course, I was inspired by the particular trainer who was teaching and coaching us. And I knew that I had to, first of all, do my due diligence. I had to actually study, do a lot of research on the field to actually understand what it would take to become a coach and also a trainer of teachers. I learned about what particular certifications that were required. And also, I had to learn to look for problems and become a solution to the problem. And so those were the two things that really launched me into that arena.
So Carla, I want to get a little bit more into the content that you wrote for a book that was just released. Let's take me there. So tell us a little bit more about the book and about the content that you wrote for it, please.
Absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to do was to provide clients and or potential clients with some supplemental material that would actually open their awareness of what I actually offer. At the beginning of the year, I had an opportunity to become a part of a collaborative book, and the name of the book is Discover Your Team's Potential, Proven Principles to Help Engage Your Team and Improve Performance. A couple of years ago, I became certified as a personality disc trainer. And so the particular person that actually certified me offered me the opportunity to be a part of this book. My particular component actually lends itself to helping schools help teachers understand students better, and also it helps them to maximize the potential of students by understanding how they actually think, communicate based on their particular personality traits. Early on in my career, as I had my consulting firm, Educational Treasures, I focused mainly on helping teachers understand how to teach particular instructional strategies or teaching practices. However, I learned that the real key to success was actually understanding how to address students from an individualized and personalized manner. By understanding that particular aspect and getting a profile as to how a particular student learns, it actually increases achievement as opposed to just applying strategies and curricula alone. And that's what I actually present in my particular chapter in the book.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to switch it up a bit also, Carla. So let's get into what you're doing over at Educational Treasure. So tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
Absolutely. The main thing that I do a lot of networking. I meet a lot of people throughout the week. And the number one thing I try to do is build relationships. And in doing so, I meet particular people who are board members, superintendents, teachers, and people who have their children in schools. And so that's one of the things that I do a lot of in making connections. The next thing that I spend a lot of time doing is educating educators on the value of actually understanding students as to the way they are wired, how they communicate. And with doing so, I teach them that there's only really about a 35 to 45% chance that there's going to be a natural fit between a teacher and a student. And in doing so, this opens their awareness that, well, how can I connect and engage more students? And I give them my success formula and how we actually present to them particular ways that they can set up lesson plans. They can set up activities that actually align to each student, and they can do it in a way that's very easy and takes the stress off of the teacher as well as students. This is the main thing that I do so far, is helping schools to raise their achievement according to the way that students actually learn, and help teachers to really just adjust to the styles of students. And this is the most important aspect of my business.
So what kind of, I mean, it sounds really interesting, meaning I know that you, when you say this, you, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm like, wow, well, it makes a lot of sense. And I know that you've helped a lot of different people and different students. What kind of results, or should I say feedback, have you received from some of your clients? Because I don't want to assume that the listeners understand how important what you're doing is.
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. I was recently in a school, and I was working with some teachers, and I shared with them the formula and just a little mini session, and they actually started to understand themselves. So I had given them some particular questions that I asked them, and they answered the questions, and then they were able to understand what type style they actually have, so far as a personality style and how those traits actually carry over in how they communicate with their students. And so they were so amazed at how this related to the way they actually delivered instruction. Later that day, in the same school, I worked with their students. And remarkably, the teachers did not have to even stay for the session. They were so impressed with the formula that they wanted to see me apply the formula with the students. And each of them stayed for the particular session with the students. And they saw all of the students' awareness open up. They started to understand how they learn and also how to relate to other students and communicate across the board with other people who were different from them. They started to accept each other's differences, and the students made adjustments, the teachers made adjustments, and that was the premises of how impactful these sessions are.
Wow.
And as we continue to go on and I follow up with them, the particular way teachers manage their classrooms and the results they're getting is very astounding.
Well, I love it. So, Carla, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Educational Treasures or to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yes. My website is www.educationaltreasuresllc.com. I am on all platforms, so for social media, and that is Dr. Carla Gray, G-R-A-Y, Dr. Carla Gray. That is my particular handle for all social media. And also, I can be connected at drcarlagray.com, so for another website that just features other particular offerings that I have for entrepreneurs and individuals who are looking to increase their productivity.
That's amazing. Well, hey, Carla, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Educational Treasures. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. Share this with your friends and family. I mean, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And Carla, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.